sweetheart, you've outdone yourself. No, it's absolutely perfect. The mood lighting, the decorations. Oh, you've even sprinkled the bed with rose petals. Oh, you really are a hopeless romantic at heart, aren't you? Really, it's everything I could have asked for. You've really helped set the scene for a beautiful Valentine's night. Well done, sweetie. I'm sure my date will be very impressed. I can't wait till he sees all this. In fact, there's only one thing spoiling the mood. Darling, why must you mope about with that sour expression on your face? You're not still upset about the cage, are you? I told you, sweetie, the cage stays on until you learn to control your urges. Mummy is sick to the back teeth of finding crusty socks in your room every morning after she entertains gentlemen callers. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were listening in. No? That's good. It would be terribly naughty of you to be listening through the wall while Mummy has her little play dates. And naughty boys get punished, don't they? Exactly. So stop complaining. And don't let me ever catch you trying to take it off. Mummy holds the key and she'll decide when you've been good enough to earn a little reprieve. Ugh. No, it's supposed to fit snugly like that, silly. It took me simply ages to find one in your size. I believe it's called the baby model. They hardly had any in stock. Honestly, the lengths I go to for you. I even found one in pink, your favourite. Isn't it? Oh, but all your clothes... Oh, of course, silly me, I threw everything else out. Well, I certainly think it suits you anyway, even if you don't. Besides, I think it's more appropriate for your new role, don't you? Well, that's right, honey. You're my little sissy cuck son. And Mummy likes to keep you caged and desperate. You're so much more obedient this way. Oh, don't be so dramatic, sweetie. It's hardly humiliating. It's not like anyone knows you're all locked up. It's just between me and you and Mark. So... No! No, he didn't. In front of the whole class. Oh, he really is too funny. I can just picture your face too. Bright red as Mark ripped your trousers down and everyone in the class got a good eyeful of your tiny caged little peepee. All those pretty girls giggling at you. Oh, heavens, you must have looked hilarious. Oh, Lord, I do love hearing all about his pranks. He's such a comedian. Don't you agree, sweetie? Oh, such sour grapes. Don't be such a misery guts, darling. You really must learn to laugh at yourself. Besides, it's not like you ever really had a chance with any of those girls in the first place. Sooner or later, they'd have learned about your shortcomings and the results would have been the same. Best get the embarrassment out of the way and leave them to the handsome, strapping young men. Like Mark. Don't you think? Good boy. Good boy. Now, tell me you think Mark's jokes are funny. Mm-mm-mm. No. No, no, no. I want to hear you say the words. Very good. See? Isn't it so much nicer to be pleasant? Keep being an obedient little sissy, and maybe Mummy will let you out of your cage soon. Now, it's almost time. Tell Mummy what you think of her outfit. Yes, I thought you'd like it. I've caught you ogling me in this little number a few times, haven't I? You're lucky I'm in such a good mood, you little pervert. Otherwise, they'd teach you a lesson about staring at Mummy's tits. I'm sure Mark will appreciate it too. Oh, yes, dear Mark. Who else did you think my Valentine would be? Oh, don't look so stricken, darling. You really must get over your dislike of him. It's getting terribly boring. I thought we'd ironed all this out last time. I really would have thought that taking his cock in your ass like that would have taught you how futile your little feud with him was. No. No, no, I do not want to hear it. Any more out of you, and I'll tie you down and find some terribly creative things to do to your testicles. Understood? Good. Mark is my date and our guest. I expect you to be on your best behaviour. Easy, sweetie, sweetie, go and get the dog. Mark. So good to see you again. Please come in, come in. Happy Valentine's, Mark. I've got quite the evening planned for you. Cheeky! Sweetheart, don't be shy. Give Mark that cute little curtsy we've been practicing. Very good, very good. That's very good. That's very ladylike. Oh, Mark Cucky here was just telling me about the little prank you pulled on him in class the other day. He was a little bit upset, but I've talked to him and he's come to see the funny side. That's right, isn't it, sweetie? Tell Mark you thought it was funny when he pulled your trousers down and showed everyone your cage. Say it. Good boy. And Mark, if you ever feel like his sense of humour needs adjusting, you have my permission to yank them down again and give him a good spanking. Really make the sissy yelp. Understood? Good. You have something for me. Flowers! Yay! Oh, look, sweetie, how beautiful are these? Oh, Mark's such a gentleman. He really knows how to treat a lady right. Thank you, Mark. We'll get these in water straight away. And you have a present for the cuck, too. Oh, Mark, really? You shouldn't have. This is all too generous. Oh. Let's get it out. Ah! Oh, yay! Wow, sweetie, look at this. Oh, wow. How pretty. Oh, and it's just the right size too. Big enough to give his asshole a good stretching. Of course, you'd know all about that. No, it's perfect. We were just saying how pink is his favourite colour. Hush, darling. Yes, it is. And I'm sure he'll look absolutely adorable with this in. Oh, yeah. Well, aren't you going to say thank you for the butt plug? I didn't get a warm, fuzzy feeling of gratitude from him. Did you, Mug? No, indeed. Give him a little slap. And let's try again. This time, Try saying thank you with a smile. Better, sweetie. We must always be polite to our guests. Now, I think you should model it for us to really show your appreciation. Oh, come on, darling, don't be shy. It's certainly nothing Mark hasn't seen before. You don't want to? Aren't you forgetting something, dear? I hold the key to your release. And ungrateful sissies stay caged until they learn some manners. That's more like it. Bend over and show us that cute little butt of yours. By the way, do you like my son's dress, Mark? He lost his boy clothes privileges a little while ago, so it's all lace and frills from here on out. Of course, I let him wear some of his old clothes when he leaves the house. For now, at least. That is it. Oh, there it is, sweetie. Spread those cheeks for us. Mark, would you like to do the honours? You are the guest, after all. Here we go. Hold on, I'll spit. That's it. There we go. All nice and lubricated. And then you press the bulb against his hole. Oh, he's still so tight, isn't he? A little bit more pressure. Here we go. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, can you feel him loosening up, getting ready to take your lovely present? Oh, such a greedy little hole, just begging to be filled. Oh, come on. Come on, find the right angle. A bit more pressure. A bit more pressure and... Ah! There it is. Oh, what a manly noise. Honestly, sweetie, it's like you're not even trying to convince us that you're a boy anymore. How do you mean, Mark? Oh, Mark, you didn't say it was remote control. Oh, that's just too funny. Look how you made his eyes cross. Oh dear, it's hilarious how you keep insisting you're not a sissy, darling, and yet every time we tickle that prostate of yours, you mew like a little kitten. Oh, darling. Darling, you simply must wear this to school. Imagine all the funny pranks Mark can play on you with this. Well, I think it's time you gave Mark a proper thank you for his generosity, darling, don't you? On your knees, slut. Do I have to? Don't be silly, sweetie. You know the house rules. It's your job to use your mouth to make sure all of Mummy's special guests are good and ready to play with her. Don't get a night off just because you and Mark have some childish rivalry going on. There it is. Such a beautiful young cock. Doesn't it make your mouth water, darling? Cucky here has had a lot of practice greeting guests since you last visited us, Mark. He's become quite the accomplished little cocksucker. Annie, go on, show Mark what you can do. Don't be shy. Just think about how good it will feel to be let out of that cage. That's it. That's it. Take him in your mouth like a good little whore. Put that tongue all over his head. Just under the crown there. I know he likes that. Yeah, slide your lips. Slide your lips up and down his shirt. Oh, yes, you can glare at him like that while you do it. I don't imagine he minds so long as you keep bobbing your head on his dick. You hear that, sweetie? He prefers it. Oh, I imagine there's something quite invigorating about being pleasured by somebody that loathes you. Make sure you keep looking in his eyes, sweetie. Sturdy daggers at him. No, don't look away. Don't look away. Mark? See? Disobedient sissies get slapped. Mark likes to feel your hatred while you throat his dick, so you keep those eyes locked on his. There you go, sweetie. There you go. Caress his length with your slutty little face hole. Good boy, good boy. Down you go. Down you go, all the way to the base. Tongue out. Make sure you take care of those big, heavy balls, too. Mummy is so looking forward to draining those tonight. Of course, Mark doesn't really need any help getting hard. He's so virile. So think of this as more of a symbolic gesture. You're sucking your bully's dick right before he fucks your mother's brains out. It's a way of demonstrating that you know your place. And I do find that everyone's so much happier when they know where they stand. Or kneel, in your case. And of course, there's another reason. It's the funniest thing, but nothing gets Mummy more wet than seeing her son dominated like this. Nice and sloppy. Yeah. I want to see you work up some drool. Get that monster cock good and slippery for Mummy. Do you remember the first time we made him suck you, Mum? So timid and nervous. Your big, thick member lolling in front of his face like that. He was like a deer in headlights. We still watch the videos every now and again when we need a chuckle. Isn't that right, sweetie? No. Don't talk with your mouth full. Honestly. You made such a meal of it too. Choking, coughing, spluttering, gasping for air. Listen to him now. Belly and peep. You've really trained that throat well. Oh, go on. Oh, just for old time's sake, go and trigger his gag reflex. Really ram it down, Mark. Don't be shy. That's it. That's it. Fuck my son's mouth like it's a cunt. Punish his throat. Oh, look at this ball slap against his chin. See? Even your great thick cock nosing down past his tonsils barely phases him now. Such a good little suck whore. Well, I think it might be time for the two of us to move our Valentine's date to the bed, Mark. Oh, something you want first? Oh, I see. Oh, yes, I'm sure Cookie here will be happy to oblige. Just turn around. Turn around, show him the goods. Sweetie, off you go. Problem, darling. You don't want to. Well, maybe I don't want to unlock you then. In fact, maybe I want to take this key and flush it down the toilet. How does that sound? Since we're all suddenly so concerned about what we want. Yeah, I thought you might. Now, I want to see you bury your pretty face between Mark's cheeks and tongue his asshole like a good sissy. That's good. That's good. snuffle around his sweaty hole like an obedient little piggy. Now oink for me, piggy. Good pig. Oh, I want to see you get deep in there, really probe him with your tongue. Good boy. Why? How's he doing, man? You like him lapping away at you like that? Does my son eat ass as well as he sucks cock? Oh, you, my baby's first rim job. I think this deserves to be commemorated. Oh, hold on, let me get my phone. Phone and camera. Oh yes, here we go. Say cheese, sweetie. You'd still be able to find a way of making him gag. Are you okay, sweetie? You've gone a little green. Oh dear me. You make me laugh like nobody else. But now I think it's Mummy's turn to play. Where do you think you're going, Cucky? No, not tonight, sweetie. You don't get to slink back to your room this time. I want you to stay. Of course I'm serious. You seem to love pressing your ear to the wall and stroking your tiny dicklet so much while Mummy entertains her dates. So tonight you get a front row seat. I want you to stay there on your knees and watch your bully rail your darling Mummy. I think that's a suitable punishment for your messy little indiscretions, don't you? Good. Now, you just kneel there and watch what you made Mummy do. Mark, come here. Let's show my sissy cuck how a real man fucks. Oh, this body. So lean and muscular. Oh, I've been aching for it. Aching for it ever since our last little tryst. Oh, yeah. Can you feel how wet I am for you, Mark? Every time I see you degrade my son, it's so arousing. Oh, fuck the way you make him your bitch. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so hard. So hard and thick. I can barely get my hands around. Oh, and still slick with my son's saliva. Oh, fuck. I need it so badly. Oh, I want you to punish me, Mark. I want you to use my pussy the way you use my son's mouth. Yeah, take me from behind. Right here. Oh, I want to look into his face. I want to feel your thick look into me. Oh, what's that cuck? Oh, no, I don't think so. We'll forego the condom tonight. I want to feel Mark's superior seed flooding into me. Fuck. It's so big. I never knew I could take something like this before. Oh, God, don't hold back. Make me feel so deep. No. Don't you look away, you little bitch. Watch your bully claim your mummy's pussy. Is it any fucking wonder that I struggled to grape a proper man? Oh, with a pathetic specimen like you hanging around the place. Oh, fuck. It's all your fault. You turned your mother into a cock hungry. Just by being so fucking useless. Yeah, that's it, Mark. That's it. Oh, that's it. Treat me like you a toy. Hurt me. Spank my ass while you fuck me. Pull my hair. I need to be punished for birthing such a loser. This is what you wanted. You filthy little pervert. You wanted to thumb that tiny little shrimp into mummy. Oh, such a disgusting little freak. Oh, Mark, stroking yourself of your own mother. Oh, Mark. So good, Mark. Fucking rail me. Tough luck, sweetie. Mommy's legs only open for real men. Oh, fuck. Not pathetic little sissies with baby dicks. The best you can hope for is that she'll let you suck the gum out of her when she's done milking your worst enemy. I'm gonna keep you locked up so long you can't even get hard anymore. You'll be begging for Mark to play with you again. It'll be the only way you can get off with something up your ass pressing against your little sissy button. You'll get on your knees and beg for this dick. Fuck. Yeah, that's it, sweetie. Let it all out. Great for you, pathetic gung. Oh, yeah. Watch your mummy get split open by this huge fucking gun. You can protect her. You never stood a chance. Caged and blocked on your knees in your calm, sane dress. Oh, yeah. That's it, fuck. That's it. Treat me like you. Oh, fuck. Look, is it all the way? Is it stretching me so much? Is me swollen balls slamming against me? He's gonna put me full of his gum. Is that what you want? No, you don't want that. Well, since you're already on your knees, why don't you beg? Why don't you beg your bully not to come in, mummy? That's good, honey. That's good. Tell him what you'll do for him. If he doesn't, what you'll offer him. If he'll only spare you this. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Come on, be serious, honey. Mark doesn't need your money. Offer him something more substantial. Oh, be quick. I can feel him getting ready to blow. Did you hear that, Mark? Kaki here says he'll do anything if you only pull out my pussy before filling me with your hot cream. I bet you could collar and leash him. You could drag him naked around the school before fucking his ass in the middle of the playing field. You could haul him out to your chums on the football and turn him into your locker room piss slave. Yeah, fill his mouth with it before every game. For good luck. You do it, wouldn't you, sweetie? Oh, fuck, anything to protect your sweet mummies on that. Oh, Mark, look at him nodding like that. So desperate, so desperate, so desperate, pathetic. Oh, Mark, give it to me, Mark. Bury your cock deep into my cunt and squirt me full of jizz. Oh, fuck, don't hump, don't hump, don't hump, don't hump, don't hump. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Harder, 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 I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Dry your eyes, darling. Ugh, you're such an ugly crier. Your makeup will run. I hope you've learned a valuable lesson. There's nothing you can offer Mark that he couldn't take by force. My pussy is his. And if he wants to nut in me, there's nothing you can do to stand in his way. Understood? Good cock. Now, if I know Mark, he'll be raring to go again in no time, but before we do, I have one last Valentine's gift for him. Sweetie, grab that box on the nightstand and give it to Mark. Good cock. Good cock. Open it, Mark. I'm very excited about this. Yes, it's a key. Now, do either of you boys know what it's a key for? No. Don't be silly, sweetie. It's not for your cage. How on earth would it fit? It's bigger than the whole thing. It's a house key. Mark, I'd like to ask you if you'd consider moving in with us. We could be very happy here, a nice little family. I'd make sure you were satisfied in every way possible, as often as you want. I mean, we both would. Of course, a real man about the house means Kaki here might have to take another demotion, but I'm sure he'll get used to sleeping in a kennel in no time at all. Please. Please. Please say you'll at least consider it, Mark. You will! Oh, Mark, you've made this the happiest Valentine's ever. Mum. Yay. This is going to be so much fun. And who knows, with a star athlete riding me bareback every night, you might end up giving me a son I can actually respect. Sweetie, get that gormless, dumbstruck look off your face. Get Mark's dick in your mouth. Right now! I'm not through with him yet. Oh, and from now on, be sure to call him Daddy.